Thank you, Brendan. Good morning, and thank you for joining Wisper's AGM for the 2021 financial year. My presentation today will be focused on our regional performance for the past year, our key performance indicators for the most recent quarter, our strategy and growth for FY 2022, as well as our updated guidance. We are more than happy to take questions at the end. Turning to slide 11. This year, Wisper's communications intelligence platform has continued to embed itself as a key piece of operational infrastructure within our customers' businesses. Why? Because it's easy to use, easy to integrate, and is proven to drive productivity and extract more value for internal and external stakeholders. We have generated product market fit across three regions. At the 30th of September, we had a total of 834 customers that will drive future revenue growth. As an employer of choice, we continue to successfully compete for new talent with our total workforce now more than 241 worldwide and growing. Our business can help to solve a growing range of business challenges through more effective communication. The need for Wisper's products and services is universal, with our customers spanning across dozens of countries with a focus on three key regions. Turning first to North America, a platform for growth in the years to come on slide 12. In North America, we continue to expand our footprint with 49 customers at the 30th of September 2021. Our aspirations for growth are far greater following the strategic reset in the second half of FY 2021. We have identified 150,000 target companies within the SME and SMB segments across several key target personas that we believe are underserviced by incumbents and where Wisper's product is an ideal market fit. We continue to attract new customers in the region that are aligned with our proprietary persona strategy. It is becoming clear that Wisper is meeting an unmet demand for low-code, no-code software solutions that create engaging content and therefore improve productivity. In the insurance sector, we recently added a six-figure client who wanted to better engage with their customer base of over 15 million. This new customer will add significant revenue upside for Wisper, and we're only just starting to scratch the surface. Our pipeline is solid with a number of new business wins on the way. We're pleased with the high-quality talent we've attracted to the team, who are continuing to drive the momentum across North America and beyond. To Asia, and despite the ongoing challenges of COVID-19, some markets coming in and out of lockdown despite high vaccination rates. We have a total of 137 customers across Asia to the end of Q1 FY 2022. Digital investment is becoming an increasing priority in this region, and we have established on-the-ground teams and resources to meet this growing demand. We have completed the onboarding of new sales and inside sales capabilities. Budgets are being geared more heavily towards digital transformation, with strategies being compressed from years into months. The efficiency of Wisper's platform and its speed of implementation means we're meeting the needs of customers across the Philippines, Singapore, and Indonesia. Australia and New Zealand remains our most significant market with a strong and profitable install base. Wisper continues to support hundreds of customers in navigating their business priorities as we prepare to enter the third year of the pandemic. ANZ accounted for 83% of total group revenue in FY 2021 and delivered 39.7 million in revenue. This was 29% higher than FY 2020, and although we don't release our revenue figure by market quarter by quarter, the ANZ business is profitable, and we have every reason to believe that we will deliver even higher revenue growth in FY 2022. As our engine room for growth, we have amassed a total of 648 total customers as of the recent quarter. It is a market with significantly more growth potential as customers increase their use cases, particularly across the government and healthcare industries. It also serves our global business well in terms of the long-standing blue-chip customers we have attracted that can advocate for the sophistication of our product now and into the future. Turning to the next slide. As Brendan has recently covered, Wisper's financial performance in FY 2021 was solid, particularly for ARR and group revenue. In FY22, we have our foot firmly on the accelerator and will continue to broaden our competitive moat. During this quarter, annualized recurring revenue was $56.8 million. This is 31.8% higher than the same period last year and reinforces the impressive underlying performance of our business. Quarterly customer cash receipts increased 55.7% over the same period last year to $16.3 million. Our cash and equivalents balance of $43.9 million affords us the flexibility to balance the acceleration of our R&D program to deliver the solutions our customers need. 33 new customers were onboarded during the quarter, taking total customers to 834. This is a year-on-year growth rate of 25.4%. The majority of these new customers were in Asia and North America. Many of them are yet to have a material impact on ARR, but they provide a platform for growth for years to come. Gross revenue churn at the end of the quarter was 2.1%, an improvement of 29% on the same time last year. We're also continuing to reduce our customer churn to just 6.8% year on year. We're very proud of these numbers as they highlight our commitment to our customers and the trust they have in us to deliver on their commitment to their people and their customers. Low churn further reinforces that our strategy is working and will continue to deliver sustainable growth in ARR. The business has performed very well year to date, and as such, we will be updating our guidance. Moving to slide 14. There are many organic growth opportunities available to our business, as indicated by the rate of revenue retention from our existing customers, 117.2% over the past 12 months. Our install base continues to grow as customers adopt new use cases that add greater value to their businesses. This impressive metric not only underpins Whisper's future revenue growth, but also suggests high levels of customer satisfaction with our product. The right-hand side represents the ARR contribution of our customer cohorts since 2008. As you can see, our customers are generally long-term, increasing their platform use and therefore revenue contribution over time. Whisper services a diverse range of industries, including financial services, emergency services, all levels of government, transport, mining, and the media, to name a few. This is a key competitive strength for our business, which limits sector-specific risks and means we have significantly more opportunities for growth locally and globally. The capability and capacity of our team continues to impress me as the business scales. We're always looking to build bench strength in our leadership to support our people and challenge them to do better every day. I'm pleased to have our new CFO, Jenny Pilcher, here with us today. Jenny officially commenced in her role at the start of this month, bringing strong international and technology expertise that is particularly relevant to Whisper's growth ambitions. I know she looks forward to meeting many more of our investors in the coming months. In July this year, we also appointed Chris Regan as our Chief People Officer. Chris has a breadth of experience across scale-up businesses, including Moolah and Xero, and was recently promoted to Whisper's executive leadership team. This promotion is a reflection of the high impact Chris and her team are already having on the business and will ensure we maintain a focus on building a high-performance culture across our global workforce. The chart on this slide highlights the importance we place on finding the right people and enhancing our capability so we can deliver and broaden our innovation agenda. To delve deeper into this, we thought it might be valuable to highlight the functions that are benefiting the most from our talent agenda locally and globally. To slide 16. Enhancing our product offering is a key business priority and supports our global growth strategy. As our investors know, we're building real, defensible intellectual property at Whisper to increase our platform's intelligence capabilities. Right now, our product team is heavily focused on developing an asset which drives the future growth of the company across all markets. To ensure our business is future fit, our choices revolve around three key elements: increasing development speed, decreasing the cost to acquire customers, and future-proofing our products to broaden our competitive moat. To increase speed, we are tackling some harder, more complex technical work up front. We are laying extensive technical groundwork on which we can build future innovations. Specifically, there is a large amount of work going into abstracting out the technical messaging system from the modern workflows product. By doing this, it will speed up development and allow us to increase velocity for future product updates and features. When it comes to decreasing our cost to acquire customers, we're focused on onboarding and the activation part of the product. It's essential that we can onboard large amounts of customer trials and convert them into paying accounts. And while we have them, enrich those experiences to ensure customers continue to be a driving force behind our growth agenda. Often this is referred to as building a product-led growth engine. So work here is focused around building a product that scales. Finally, we aim to leverage the intellect of our AI and product intelligence teams to solve hard and complex machine learning problems. We're tackling things from a very different angle, with the ambition to build products and services that deliver against the greatest customer needs, engaging, intelligent communications. As we solve these problems, and we are, we're able to broaden our defensible moat around the business. Turning to the next slide, where we wanted to provide a little more color regarding our product, highlighting specifically how we are supporting our customers in delivering engaging communication solutions to their real-world problems. The rollout of Australia's vaccination program has created significant growth opportunities for Whisper in the short and medium term. Our product team developed 4 end-to-end COVID-19 communication workflows to enable customers to confidently interact with stakeholders in real time, consistently and at scale with full audit trails. These workflows apply to the ways in which we're able to support our customers throughout 3 stages in the Living with COVID business cycle. They are the return to work vaccination policy management, the daily check-in and incident management for positive or suspected COVID cases, and rapid antigen testing coordination. With the easing of restrictions continuing across Australia and other parts of the world, we believe these workflows will play an important role in helping our customers get back to normal sooner. Let me give you one example of how we have helped one of our long-standing customers to enhance communication processes during the pandemic, as we turn to slide 18. George Weston Foods has been a Whisper customer since 2017, and is one of Australia and New Zealand's largest food manufacturers, employing more than 6,000 people across 78 sites. Their parent organisation, Associated British Foods, is the 4th largest fast-moving consumer goods, or FMCG, company in the world, employing over 100,000 people in 46 countries. George Weston Foods is a shining example of our land and expand strategy in action, enhancing the use of the platform extensively over the past 5 years. In collaboration with the George Weston team, Whisper developed a range of COVID safety templates and employee notifications to help the business enforce COVID-safe policies. We also provide the ability to automate an immediate mass notification to all staff should there be a positive case on site. George Weston Foods also ran a full vaccination reward campaign internally for its staff to encourage company-wide vaccination. The pandemic has accelerated digital transformation projects for many of our other customers and shines a light on the substantial opportunity for growth within our install base for many years to come. Turning to slide 19. Whisper's growth strategy is clear and it's working. We continue to accelerate the product roadmap and increase our market penetration across ANZ, Asia, and North America. Our strategy is further supported by strong industry tailwinds, including the wide-scale technology investment by governments to communicate with local and regional communities as many countries re-emerge from the global pandemic. There is also a growing trend of businesses budgeting for digital transformation, with the pandemic creating permanent shifts in when, how, and where people work. Another trend is the growing adoption of AI and machine learning functionality as our reliance on data grows for better decision-making, analysis, and engagement. Whisper's capabilities across all these areas means we are well placed to support more customers in the delivery of meaningful and engaging content. We have multiple levers to continue increasing platform usage among new and existing customers to sustain our growth. Turning now to our expectations for the remainder of FY22 on slide 20. As we highlighted in our most recent market update in October, we have had a near record start to FY22 thanks to increased digital transformation investment and COVID spend, particularly by our install base across Australia, New Zealand and North America. This increased spend by our customers has led to an updating of guidance for the remainder of the financial year. As highlighted within our guidance update to the market, we've provided upgraded forecasts for both revenue and EBITDA while maintaining guidance for ARR and R&D. Previously, revenue was expected to increase by 20 to 26% to between $57.2 million and $60.2 million, and EBITDA excluding share-based payments was expected to sit between negative $15.5 million and $13 million. If we now turn to our updated guidance for the remainder of the financial year, it is clear that the commitment of our people and our focus on the customer is delivering impressive results. Revenue is now expected to grow by 34 and 42% to between 64 and 68 million. EBITDA, excluding share-based payments, is forecast to improve between negative 13.2 and 11.2 million. ARR remains unchanged, increasing by 22 and 31% to between 65.4 and 70 million. Similarly, research and development remains unchanged and continues to be a focus as we enhance our product and build capability locally and globally, with a 70 to 80% increase on FY21 to between 17 and 18 million. The entire business is committed to delivering for our customers, as is evidenced by this significant uplift in revenue year to date. Equally, we will continue our focus on costs with several initiatives to drive improved efficiency and productivity while supporting our global workforce to deliver exceptional outcomes. I will now hand back to Brendan for the formal business of the meeting.